We should design our ministry programs with flexibility so that youth at any point in their journey can learn and grow comfortably. Since young people grow and develop at different rates, it's important to have realistic expectations of faith development. Some teens may not progress as quickly through the stages, and that is okay. One ministry idea is to establish a rite of passage. Many cultures have rites of passage to mark significant events in people's lives. The Jewish Bar Mitzvah, for example, allows a young teenage boy to earn the rights and responsibilities of spiritual adulthood. A rite of passage doesn't have to be something fancy or complicated. The goal is to simply mark the end of one season and the transition to a new one. You can think of what would be appropriate for your culture and church. In general, there are three things a rite of passage includes. The first thing is preparation. To prepare for the rite of passage, a young person studies. They might learn sacred texts, practice specific religious or cultural norms, or memorize key standards. These are learned under the guidance of a parent or mentor, who sets a standard for excellence. The second phase is the test. This is anything that appropriately measures what the teen is supposed to have learned. In some cultures, it may be proving knowledge of a sacred passage or topic, or a chance for the teenager to demonstrate adult behavior or endure the challenges of his society. If the teenager is able to pass the test, he or she will be accepted and recognized. Traditionally, a gift will be given to mark the occasion. This corresponds to the third element of a rite of passage, celebration. Let's look at an example of this. How about when a teen learns to drive a car? In America, this rite of passage begins as early as age 15. Teenagers will prepare by taking classes and study how to drive a car. They will pass a written test to prove their knowledge. If they pass, they can continue their preparation by taking driving lessons. When the teenager turns 16, he or she can officially take the driving test to demonstrate their practical skills behind the wheel. Once that is successfully completed, they are rewarded with a driver's license. The teenager has taken a big step towards the independence expected of adults. This pattern of preparation, test, celebration can be applied to spiritual milestones in a person's faith development. Baptism is one example that marks and celebrates someone's faith decision. So is a confirmation class. Other rites of passage could include the chance to serve in a leadership role or participate in a missions trip. Perhaps your church already has a rite of passage that could be adapted for youth, or maybe it's time to think of something new. Whatever you choose, be sure to explain the reasons behind it and make it something that celebrates spiritual growth and the joy of life in Christ.